Dave and Dejanovic, your morning companions for talk, analysis, and key perspectives on Utah's biggest stories on KSL News Radio.
David, I want to take you right off the top of the show here, live to Baltimore, where a CNN reporter is standing. Is he on a boat there, Dave? Looks like he's on a boat.
Yeah, looks like he's right there in the river.
Of course, the bridge collapsing overnight in Baltimore when a cargo ship hit it. Let's listen live.
So it kind of gives you an idea of what people are up against here. The priority is, of course, finding people in the water right now. And again, you can kind of train in our cameras to see some of the vessels buzzing around this vessel here. But it really is just, you know, it's a monumental task.
The image
to try to
there,
recover,
Dave.
What is left of this, and then
it's an enormous cargo ship
going again,
with
it's
hundreds of huge shipping containers. That is what ran into a support structure on the key bridge, causing it to collapse. It was a catastrophic collapse, but there are some details that happened in the final seconds that save lives that we'll tell you about. It's 9:08. It's time for the launch.
Sequence engaged.
And here are three things that Debbie wants you to know.
Countdown. Three.
We also have a major developing story out of the NCAA tournament. The U of U, a women's basketball coach, saying the team went to Gonzaga in Spokane, where the Utes became victims of hate crimes. Things got so bad, she said in a news conference, they had to switch hotels. We're still trying to gather all the specifics about what happened and what she's specifically referring to when she talks about these hate crimes, and if the NCAA will do anything about it. She is, though. She's speaking out about it right now.
You know, we had several instances of some kind of racial hate crimes towards our program, and incredibly upsetting for all of us.
Now, far too often this happens, whether it's fans that are drunk and out of control or just racist. This kind of stuff happens. The fact that they had to switch hotels is our differentiator. That is something I've never heard of. So they must have felt so unsafe that they had to remove the entire team from the hotel.
Countdown to
this, another very disturbing story. It is a miracle that not one woman who was a victim of this heinous crime was killed. Police telling us since August, Dave, women all over the Wasatch Front have been terrorized by a man behind the wheel of a white sedan. In Sandy, it was a mom and daughter left lying in the road. In Salt Lake City, a car racing through a crosswalk smashing into a woman. She's left with a brain bleed, a skull fracture, pelvic fractures, in ICU, intubated. In another hit and run, a man tries to coax a woman into his white sedan. She and her friend run. He speeds up, hits her, throwing her over the hood of a car. This is just all kinds of terror on the streets of Salt Lake County for months, all involving women as victims. D.A. Sim Gill, live in the 10 o'clock hour to tell us if this man is connected to other attempted murders.
All of those things you described were the same man?
That's according to police.
I mean,
charged with 6 counts of attempted murder now, Dave.
That sounds like serial killer behavior. Targeting these women. D.A. Gill joins us later in the show.
Launch countdown. One.
Just a heart-stopping scene in Baltimore this morning. It happened about 1:30 in the morning when this massive cargo ship crashes into a main commuter bridge overnight, sending cars on that bridge plunging into the water below. Video, very, very disturbing to watch. The bridge is 185 feet above water. Rescue efforts still underway in the waters there below that bridge. They're trying to find any signs of survivors.
This is a place that is a normal commute route for over 30,000 Marylanders every single day. And so to hear the words that the key bridge has collapsed, it's shocking.
And the video, again, this is 1:30 in the morning, Eastern time. We've seen the video over and over and over again. it's hard to wrap your mind around the scope and the size of this thing. As you said, Debbie, this bridge is 185 feet above the river, and this cargo ship is enormous.
Dave and Dujanovic.
The launch.
Commence.
Dave and Dujanovic. Special coverage of the top national story.
I'm just seeing now on CNN, Dave, that the ship workers' mayday that was sent may have actually saved lives. This key bridge, it's called the Key Bridge in Baltimore. It collapsed at about 1:30 this morning. When a cargo ship crashed into it.
Let me tell you what I am seeing right now. The bridge is in pieces in the water. I mean, there's basically, we're by 695 because the sun has come up. We're getting a better look at what we can see. And I have to tell you, it's really chilling to see this because we're basically seeing just a ramp that where the bridge used to be and just nothing else there.
That's reporter Ken Duffy of WBAL in Baltimore reporting from the scene. And we are now learning that just before the collision, there was a warning. There was a warning. Here's Governor Wes Moore on that.
But we're thankful that between the mayday and the collapse that that we had officials who were able to begin to stop the flow of traffic so more cars were not up on the bridge.
Debbie, I was watching the video on this because it's about 7 minutes long where you see the cargo ship start to come into frame. There was this live feed of the ship coming through. This is, again, 1:38 in the morning. And I'm watching cars cross, cross, cross. And then about 30 seconds before the collision, cars stop crossing. There's no more cars that cross. And it was 35 seconds after the final car crossed the bridge that there was this massive collision. The cargo ship runs into one of the support structures of the bridge. And then 2 seconds later, the entire bridge, or a huge chunk of the bridge, collapsed into the water. Now, you do see four, maybe five vehicles that have flashing lights. It was like a road crew, a construction crew that was filling in potholes. Those vehicles do not move. In that 30 seconds where a car finally crosses and stops, these four vehicles never move. When the bridge collapses, those go into the water.
Do we know, Dave, have you been able to figure out, and I'm trying to read up on this, like how many people were in those cars, and have they found them? Have they been able to rescue them, or are they full on recovery mode right now?
The crew that was working on potholes, we don't know whether or not they were actually in the vehicles or if they were on the bridge.
Or they ran off the bridge.
Or if they ran off. There are eight. They believe there was eight in total. Six are still missing. Two were found, one alive.
Next, we're going to go live to Baltimore. We're going to be joined by ABC News Live. They're on the scene right now.
People who, as we speak, are out there are divers, are air assets. People who right now are working to save lives.
Dave and Dujanovic.
Following the developing story out of Baltimore, it happened at 1:30 in the morning where a cargo ship, massive cargo ship, collided with the Key Bridge in Baltimore. It sent several cars plunging 185 feet into the water. Rescue operations still underway this morning. In a moment, ABC News joining us live. Governor Wes Moore taking to the microphones earlier this morning to describe the rescue efforts.
People who, as we speak, are out there, our divers, our air assets, people who right now are working to save lives.
This is thousands of miles away, and they are searching for the folks that are missing right now. I believe it's about half dozen people that are unaccounted for. But this is one of the largest hubs for shipping cars and trucks in America. So this is a major thoroughfare.
Let's go live right now to WBAL television while we wait to connect with Derek, who's in Baltimore. WBAL TV is in Baltimore. They're reporting right now that their search is underway on this bridge collapse day for 6 construction workers.
Down.
Let's take it
what
live.
What does that mean for the people who work there? Will they be laid off? Will they lose work? Is that some, in addition to helping first responders right now, is that some of the work you anticipating doing for going forward?
Yes, there are benevolence and then donations that come into the church.
Not quite sure what the line of questioning is right now with that reporter at WBAL-TV, but we'll check back in live with them in just a few minutes. They are on the scene as well.
What we do know is this, or do we have ABC
News
right now?
We've got Derek, yeah.
All right, Derek, thank you for joining us.
Hi there.
Can you give us the latest?
Sure. You know, I'm here at the scene, and I'm looking at the roadway leading to the bridge, and I'm looking at just sky, where the Francis Scott Key Bridge used to cross the Patapsco River. It is no more. This collapse happening overnight, 1:30 in the morning, a container ship hitting a structural column of the bridge and causing it to twist and buckle and then fall into the river below. We know there was a pothole repair crew on the bridge span doing work overnight. Those workers went into the water. There were cars and trucks crossing the span. Those cars and trucks went into the water, and then the bridge itself collapsing into the river below. And so there is a continuing search for any survivors here. At last count, according to Governor Wes Moore of Maryland, 6 people remain unaccounted for. But there was earlier 2 people who were rescued from the water. One declined medical attention, the other critically injured and sent to a local hospital. And so the search and rescue effort is still continuing this hour, hours after this overnight collapse.
Derek Dennis of ABC News live in Baltimore for us this morning, where this bridge collapsed overnight. It was a cargo ship that crashed into the bridge, and it sent cars and people who were on the bridge. It was a construction crew repairing some potholes there into the water below, where several people still unaccounted for. Preliminary information, Derek, suggests that this was not an intentional act, that this was,
right.
Are they calling it purely an accident?
Absolutely an accident. And ABC News confirmed this early on this morning that the container ship lost propulsion, lost power as it was nearing the bridge. And in fact, the captain was able to get in contact with the bridge. Radio in saying essentially mayday, and that it had lost power and that a crash was imminent. And that's exactly what happened. And so this is an accident. No nexus to terrorism. A container ship losing power, striking a critical support column for this bridge and causing it to collapse with people on the span.
Derek, do we know how fast the ship, the container ship, was moving? Was this being pulled along by tugboats, or was this under its own power?
It was on its own power. We don't know how fast it was going, and we don't know how many cars and trucks were on the bridge at the time. That's a question mark that authorities just haven't been able to answer. But we know a dive team has been on the water and that they're using sonar equipment, and that sonar equipment has detected submerged vehicles in the water. There were different numbers all morning long of how many people were unaccounted for. It was 7. It was up to 20. Now we're down to 6 people unaccounted for this hour, according to the governor of Maryland, and the search and rescue effort is still continuing.
Derek Dennis of ABC News live in Baltimore, Maryland, right now for us, walking us through what's going on with the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. I've been to Maryland a number of times there, Derek, but I'm not quite sure. I don't know a lot about this Francis Scott Key Bridge. I don't know if I've traveled on it in the past. Maybe you can help describe for our listeners what kind of function this bridge serves as a main artery, it a commuter route?
Well, so most people through Baltimore take I-95. That's the sort of the main highway north and south. The Key Bridge connects southern Baltimore to other parts of Maryland, and it is a key artery, especially for truckers, because it's a hazmat-approved route, meaning trucks carrying hazardous materials can't go on I-95 because of tunnel restrictions. So they would take this route around to go south. 11 million vehicles a year travel over this bridge. I talked to truckers who are now being rerouted in other directions to get around it. So it is a major thoroughfare, and it is gone today. Literally, I'm looking at the span just chopped off, just gone, and empty sky where a bridge once spanned.
Derek Dennis, thank you for joining us, ABC News correspondent out of Baltimore.
So Governor Moore saying a few hours ago that, looking ahead, of course, they're still dealing with this search and now probably recovery efforts of at least six construction workers that they believe were plunged into that water below. Looking ahead, they've got to look at rebuilding.
We are going to make sure that this is not just rebuilt, but that we are going to rebuild in a way that remembers the people who this tragedy has impacted, and also do it in a way that that honors the community that it serves. But right now, I could not give you any form of estimate on timing or cost. Right now, my and all of our exclusive focus is we're just trying to save lives.
But the cleanup will be massive. There's a 50-foot channel that needs to be cleared because of all these container ships. So the debris from the wreckage, the rebuilding, this will be shut down for a very long time.
A major artery in Baltimore now in the water, and many people are missing. At least six people missing. Construction workers were working on potholes, repairing potholes on the Key Bridge, the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore overnight when a cargo ship crashed into the bridge and it collapsed, sending the few people who were on the bridge, because the Mayday call did stop several cars from entering the bridge, but it sent several people into the water below. So we'll continue to track that in the 10 o'clock and the 11 o'clock hour of the show today.
Yeah, we're looking at a live photo or a live video of the cargo ship right now. The cargo ship is still underneath the bridge. The bridge is still collapsed over the cargo ship. It is just sitting there.